New classes at this summer's Camp Kanayu taught kids traditional Ananga skills they haven't learned in previous years. KUCB's Hope McKenney brings us the story.
He might have taken a spit.
The culture camp, organized by the Kowalungan tribe, brought 68 kids to Unalaska's Humpy Cove for a week-long celebration of Ananga tradition. Now in its 22nd year, Camp Q had more kids and classes than ever before.
There are two new classes here that we've never had before. One of them is drum making. Another one is ayakuch. It's a dart making and a dart game.
That's Shayla Shizhnikov. She was the organizer at this year's camp, which welcomed mentors and elders from Unalaska, Akatan, Anchorage, and California.
We bring these people in who have the traditional knowledge so that they can share it with the youth, and the youth can practice making a bentwood hat or building an aluchtach or making a drum, learning Anangam Tanu from Moses Dirks, weaving.
There are so many traditional skills, says Shizhnikov. So while classes like basket weaving, sealskin sewing, and bentwood hat making have been taught for years, organizers are now thinking about rotating classes in and out to keep things new and interesting for campers. It worked this summer, according to 8th grader Skylar Wittern. His favorite class was one of the new ones, ayakus, or dart making.
I just like carving the wood and stuff. It's fun. Once you're done, you can play it. So I've never done it before. It's new, but it's really fun to do.
The dart class was taught by Hugh Pelkey of Akatan. He tells the kids the ayakus is about 9.5 inches long and tapers from the back end to the front. It has a steel tip made out of a nail and feathers from the tail of a goose at the back end. Traditionally, Ananga kids used it for throwing practice.
And this was given to kids when they were 5 years old. By the time they were 10, they were ready to join their father in the hunt.
The dart game at Camp Q, called Ayaka, is played with a small wooden effigy of an animal, like a whale or fur seal or a fish. The player sits, as if in a kayak, with face and feet towards the target, which is hung on a string so it moves about. The player gets different points depending on where the dart hits. 3 points for the lungs, 6 points for the tail. And when the player reaches exactly 12 points, they win. Pelkey says he was inspired to learn about darts by his acha and other elders in his community.
My acha, which is like a godfather in Aleut, means someone that's just like me. And I'd been intrigued with the stories of them using darts. I never got to see them use them. But then when my acha died, we tore down his warehouse and I actually found a dart. That's how I got my start.
Now, Pelkey says he loves sharing his knowledge with today's kids.
I'm getting old, and I think, you know, I'm thinking to myself, why am I keeping this to myself? I need to get out there and get these guys to learn this stuff.
Vince Tudiakoff Sr. of Unalaska agrees. He was camp coordinator from 2010 to 2017. This year, he came back as a hunting and fishing mentor. He says teaching traditional skills, like hunting, traditional foods and language, is vital.
Without the culture camp, the language and the dance that you hear going on over there would not be happening.
Tudiakoff says he remembers what it was like to see his cultural traditions erased. Growing up, he wasn't allowed to speak Anangam Tanu in or around school and was slapped on the hand when he was caught speaking it with friends. Because so much was lost, he says, revitalizing the language and skills is important not only to Ananga people, but to everyone in the community.
My generation, a lot of them may understand it, but they don't speak it very well. And it's a lost part of our culture. I mean, without our language, it's kind of like identity. It's like the dance is our identity. As Aleuts.
He says he's happy to see young people like Shizhnikov, who grew up attending Camp Q, come back as camp leaders. Shizhnikov, in turn, says she's proud to be camp coordinator this year and to continue reviving Ananga traditions.
For us to have this camp, it's sort of a way to revitalize our culture and make sure we're bringing it back and these kids have the knowledge so that when these mentors aren't here anymore, my hope is that some of these kids will be teaching the classes so that we can keep this going and we can keep our culture alive.
Camper Lucy Bagley is on board. The 10-year-old says she's looking forward to camp next year.
I would just like to say thank you to the people who did this for the community and for letting everybody have this experience to see these things.
The 23rd Camp Kanayu will take place summer of 2020. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.